Are there any prophetic words that are rising up? Anyone from the ministry team? That's something? Someone else? Let's go for it. David, why don't you grab that blanket off the couch? I know it's a bit weird. Sorry, I'm upsetting the couch. I want you to just take it to go behind Belinda and Angie, please. And I just want you to put it around their shoulders, not over their heads. And I want some men and some ladies around them. And the word I get is alone. Alone, alone, alone. And how very alone you felt in this season. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to come into this space, this blanket around them. I thank you that they are not alone. I thank you that you are covering them today with your love. And so I saw a picture of God's blanket going around, not just one of you, both of you. You've lost a lot recently, including your parents. You felt so alone, maybe even like orphans. But you're not, because the Lord is covering you with His love, His provision, and He's putting a hedge of protection around you. You are not orphans, you're daughters of the Most High. And so we bless what you're doing, Lord. We ask that you would fill them with your Holy Spirit. We ask, Father, that you would raise new spiritual moms and dads in their life. We ask that you would bring in new people that would be redemptive, that would be a blessing. We pray your blessing upon them. And for Angie, I felt the Lord just to say, God's ways sometimes take time, and He's calling you to be a bit more patient, and especially patient with yourself. He's planted a seed, and seeds take time to grow. But the Lord is upon you, and the Lord is covering you, and He's saying, be patient. So, Lord, we just bless what you're doing on these beautiful women. And Jess, the Lord has seen you. And I felt like He wanted to highlight you this morning because you've been faithful. You've been faithful for a long time. And sometimes it's felt like it's been too long and too little. But I believe that He's bringing you into a season. Maury, why don't you stand there? Thanks. He's bringing you into a season where He's going to give you so much. Even your heart's desires. He's going to give you your heart's desires. And the other thing I felt for you was that you have a gift of discernment. And the Lord wants you to fan that into flame. You have the ability to feel and discern situations and people, and it's a great gift. So, Lord, I thank you that you have called out Jess this morning, Lord. I thank you for her faithfulness, and I thank you that as she's been faithful with little, you're going to give her so much more. I thank you for the gifts and the calling that is upon her. I thank you for some wide open spaces that you're bringing into her into. Some wide open spaces. I see you dancing in a field. Some wide open spaces. I thank you for provision, even for financial provision upon her. I thank you, Lord, that you're opening new doors. God thinks you're wonderful. You're amazing. Is this okay? I know this isn't. Okay, well, just carrying on. Stu, the zipliner. I saw a picture of you ziplining. Do you zipline? You have. And I don't know if you know this, but when you start a zipline, when you build a zipline, you take a fishing rod. Well, the guys I know who did it, and they cast the line across a gorge with just a heaviest sinker they can find, and then they thread that back with a smaller rope and a bigger rope and a bigger rope. And I felt that was like a prophetic picture for you, that you've cast out your fishing rod and your line, and you've cast it in many places. And over the years, the rope has got bigger and bigger and bigger, so that God has actually, through you, built this huge bridge where people can walk upon in a good way across the difficulties. And I got the word gorges of life. And I felt it was also for you pushing through fear. And something about this time in New Zealand where you've had to kind of cast your line across a gorge, probably a sea, and it's been something that actually, I'm sure, I don't know, has been quite stressful. And yet, because of what God has placed within you, he's kind of saying, well done. Like you've gone across the gorge. And I feel like I see a picture of New Zealand as a little island. It is an island, but I see a picture of New Zealand, and then I see more zip lines going from New Zealand. So I don't know what that means. It could be that, could be work-wise, it could be ministry-wise, but I feel like the Lord is so happy with you for pushing past fear, for taking these incredible steps, and then once you get to that, I feel, I wrote it down here, you're not going to rest. that sucks. But I hope it means something for you. It's not like you're going into retirement or to live happily ever after. We hope you do. But it's a sense of actually, once you get to where you're going, there's going to be more zip lines to cross. And I believe God is going to use you mightily. So can we just pray for this man? Yeah, the Lord has something more than you expect in this trip, in this relocation. Who wants to pray for Stu? Where's John?
Lord, we bring Stu to you this morning, and Lord, we know you've got your hand upon him. We know, Lord, that you've had your hand upon him for a long, long time, and you've placed a call in his heart, and Lord, his love for you has not gone unnoticed. And so we're so glad this morning for the opportunities, for the doors that you've opened in front of him. And Father, even as he looks at those doors, and maybe there would be some fear and apprehension, but Father, I pray that as you open those doors in front of him, that he would be going into a very sunny land, a place, Lord, where his greatest dreams in you are going to be fulfilled. And we just pray up for him and for Wendy, Father, that you would go before them, that you would do way more than he can imagine or hope for. We know that you're a good God, and we pray that for Stu and Wendy in Jesus' name. Amen.
And for Jill, why don't you stand up? I know you don't like it. And then I want Mary and some other lady to come, and I just want you to put your arm under her arm on the side, on each side. That's it. And I want her to feel I want you to feel her. Jill, I want you to feel the weight of someone holding you up, okay? We know when Moses went into battle, his arms, well, he wasn't actually go. His arms were held up, right? And as long as those arms were up, they were winning. When the arms came down, they were losing. And those armor bearers were just amazing. They came and they kept their hands up so that he could fight, so that the war would be won. And I saw that picture for you and how you've been with William. That you've been you've held his arms up. And the Lord sees that. He loves you so much. But he wants your arms to be held up now. All right? And so he wants you to enjoy this season of just receiving, of being carried. And it's a bit of a shift, because you're such a servant-hearted person. But I just saw this picture of God bringing people to hold up your arms. And so, Lord, we pray for Jill. We know the season has been really tough, but we pray for her restoration. We pray for her healing. Come, Holy Spirit. I just want those ladies around Jill just to keep praying for them, for her, please. Corin, I saw you as a mother hen. You know, Jesus, when he comes to Jerusalem, he said, oh, how he weeps, and he says, oh, I wish I could have gathered the chicks up. I wish he could have gathered all those chicks under his wings. And I saw a lot of chicks under your wings. And I just felt to highlight that the Lord sees your incredible love for people. And he's bringing you more chicks. So don't worry too much about what people think or say. He wants you to stretch your wings wide and enlarge the place of your tent. There's many desires that God has had on your heart for years, and you've waited and waited. And I feel to say, now is the time. And stretch up those wings, gather the chicks, because many people see the love of God through you. And so, Lord, we pray for Karen. We pray that this caring heart, this gift of hospitality, this concern for people, that you would enlarge the place of her tent. That she would stretch her wings out. There are many people that are hurting. There are many people feeling alone. Would those wings find them? Would those wings bring comfort and a shadow? Thank you, Lord. We just bless what you're doing. Any other prophetic words?
I don't know that this can be called a prophetic word, but I've been searching for flags for a very long time, because I always have found it really helpful to be able to wave flags during worship. And eventually at the Chinese shop, and all they had was South African flags. And I thought, well, that's my declaration, South Africa for Jesus. So if you see them, let's join our hearts in unison there. And then the other scripture from Song of Solomon 2, verse 4, his banner over us is love.
I want to just confirm that because, you know, when Jesus fed everybody with the loaves and fishes and he broke up the bread, and what would have happened if the disciples just fed the first couple of rows and then went back again and kept feeding this first couple of rows? And so on my heart is that we as the body need to pray for our country. We need to pray for what God intends for South Africa and what the evil one would like to disrupt. So we are fed and we are nourished, but we need, as the body, to stand for our country. So I'd like Mark, as the person in authority here, to just lift up South Africa, all that is involved, all that is a threat, and all our potential before the throne.
Father, thank you that when the righteous rule, your people prosper. And so we pray for a standard of righteousness to arise in the government and the leadership of our nation. Father, we pray even at this moment as we face potentially another crisis, we pray, Father, that your will be done. We contend for the kingdom of God to be extended in this country. We pray against demonic, satanic, divisive forces. We pray against those who would want to oppress, manipulate, or who are motivated by hatred. We pray that you would expose them in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord, that justice would roll like a river through this nation. We are so tired, Lord, of injustice, of crime, of bad news. We ask, Lord, that you would revive this place, that you would rise up mighty, godly men and women leaders, that you would rise up in our government people who are called by you to govern righteously. And so, Father, we pray for your blood of protection upon our governments, upon our leaders today. Lord, whatever devices or schemes that are presently being hatched, would they be exposed in the name of Jesus? We proclaim that South Africa belongs to Jesus. As your people, Lord, we humble ourselves. We pray, Father, we turn from our wicked ways and we ask you to come and heal our land, Father. Start with us. Come and heal our land, Lord. We will not give in to fear. We will not give in to panic. We trust in you, Father. We trust in the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We are really thirsty for you. We are so tired of injustice. Come, Holy Spirit. Let those of us who can, let's fast tomorrow and pray for our country. Lord, would you heal our land? Lord, this hatred and this racism and just the chaos that we're experiencing, Father. We pray that you would heal our land, but that you would start with us. Would you search our hearts, Father? We confess our sin. We confess our bias. We confess our passivity to do nothing. And we ask that you would take hold of us, Lord, and that you would set us aflame for your kingdom. That you would use us to bring change to communities, to bring change even to this community, even to our home. Lord, would you heal our land? Lord, we long for you to move in power. There's a hunger deep within our hearts to see healing in our nation, to see healing in our nation. Send your spirit to revive us. Heal our nation. 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 Pour out your spirit on this land.
Pour out your spirit on this land.
Sing it again. Lead us, Karen. We long for you to move in power. There's a hunger deep within our hearts. There's a hunger deep within our hearts to see healing in our nation. See healing in our nation. Send your spirit to revive us. Spirit to revive us. Heal our nation.
Heal our nation.
Heal our nation.
Heal our nation.
Your spirit on this land.
Pour out your spirit on this land.
We pray for our country, Lord Jesus.
Early in the morning or late at night, the Lord is always there and always listening. So I've been praying ever since we spoke the last time, ever since last Sunday. And I want to say this morning, that, you know, a message for Mark is a message for mercy. Why do I say that? Because he stands in the head of mercy. And this affects all of us, each and every one of us. Wherever we are, we are mercy. Anybody agree with that? We are mercy with Mark. I believe that mercy is going to see a church growing, not just physically, but spiritually. Some time ago, the Lord has shown me this. Twice he's given me a vision of this. First as a pomegranate, blooming, little fruit, pomegranate bursting open, growth, sowing the seeds. It's coming, people. It's coming. Then the Lord showed me through Mark as a mushroom spreading its spores, connected to the throne of God. And we know what happened last Sunday to Mark. We know the experience that he's had with the Lord, connected to the Spirit. I'm excited to be part of this. How about you guys? Are you excited? Amen. Then I want to declare something this morning, where we never forget where God picked us up from. May the Lord answer you in the day of distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May the flow of grace, wisdom, power, and favor, and money that is due enjoying to cease where it has reduced. May the Lord increase it. May the circumstances that will cut you off from good things of life not arise. May you be exalted in the renewal of these blessings in Jesus' mighty name. May the Lord remember you like Noah. May the Lord favor you like he favored Moses. Honor you like Mary. Fight for you like the Israelites. Prosper you like Isaac. Promote you like Joseph. Intervene for you like Esther. Protect you like Daniel. Use you like Paul. Are we ready for that, people? Are we ready for the Lord to use us like he used Paul? He will heal you like he did with Nahum. Answer you like Elijah. Anoint you like David. And keep you safe like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Shelley, thank you, my brother.
I thought I had nothing, and I'm sitting
Lord,
there.
Lord, I thank you for the boldness and the courage that you're bringing on this lady. I thank you, Father, for the gifting that is upon her. I thank you that she stands firm in your kingdom. You have great treasure. You are a great treasure, Shelley, and the Lord is giving you faith to speak. He's saying, I've put my words on your mouth. I put my words on your mouth. You can feel the presence of God now. Come, Holy Spirit. And so, Lord, we thank you that you have not given her a spirit of timidity, that she's not been given a spirit of fear, but that you're filling her, Lord, with your power, with your courage, with your love. We thank you for the new things that you're bringing, surprising things. But Lord, I ask now in Jesus' name that you would open her mouth to speak your word with great courage, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Mark. So, the person that I saw in front of me this morning was Andrew. And I just saw Andrew with his hands out giving. And it's almost as the Lord wants to honor you for what you give to your family. As I said before, you're a family man. And what you give to your staff and how you give of yourself. And the Lord wants to honor your heart, Andrew, and just bless you and your family in your way forward. God bless you. Yeah, Father, we just place Andrew under your care, Father. Just put your protective wings around him, Lord, and as he moves forward in his journey, Lord, may he feel your presence always, Father. Just bless him profoundly, Father. Protect him, protect Vicky and the family, and Father, thank you for them. Thank you for the family. Thank you for Andrew's heart. In Jesus' name, amen. And then I also have, it's just a feeling about what the Lord has in the next season for us. And that feeling is, it's a season of great favor for believers, in that he's going to just bless us really abundantly spiritually, pouring out his spirit. So it's right there for us to ask. And Mark spoke about joy the other day. And that joy is there. It's not everything that we've been trained to do and we've been led to believe is now in this season. It's very, very important that we shine. And I feel other people are going to look at the believers and even look at Mercy and say, what do they have? Why are they shining? Why are all these blessings coming on them? And it's because God is saying, I have my hand on those people. He's going to show them through us how blessed we are, how joyful we are, in spite of circumstances. Thank you.
Don't worry, I'm not going to preach.
I just always find it so encouraging when two or more people in God's kingdom get exactly the same picture or word or whatever. And just last week, I drew a very ugly picture on this side. I don't know if you guys can see it, but it's basically a picture of at the bottom where there's like this very strong foundation. And then this kind of wind of change through Jesus, the work that Jesus did on the cross. And all of those circles are pomegranate seeds. And so it just reminded me of what that said. And it's this kind of mercy. A pomegranate is a picture of or represents, I looked it up a little bit a while ago because I felt like that's what God was saying for Mercy in terms of all these seeds, these red, beautiful seeds of joy and peace spreading. And it's a picture of death and fertility, so kind of the seed dying and then growing, of children, of life. It's a metaphor for the riches of the promised land of Israel. The seeds represents the church. Unity in faith, a community of believers, mother as the or Mary as the mother of the church, and a symbol of power and authority. So that's the when I looked up a pomegranate, that was the words that Google gave me. But yeah, and so after that, I drew this picture and just really felt like a spread of the pomegranate seeds for Mercy.
You have to give us a message on called the pomegranate seed message for Mercy. So I know this is unusual. I know that, but I think this is what God's doing today. You know, on Sunday night, I came to the evening service. We had Dave Child and his team from Signal speaking. And a few minutes in, I could just feel like this presence on me, and it became heavier and heavier, so that eventually after about 10 minutes, I got out of my chair. Who was here on Sunday night? It was an awesome service, eh? I don't remember half of it, but I think it was. I got out of my chair, and I walked to the back, and I just lay on the ground, because that's I didn't have the energy to sit up anymore. And after a while, I just felt this presence of God upon me. And for those of you who haven't experienced it or who are unfamiliar with it, it's an amazing experience. It's like liquid love being poured out onto you or into you. It's hard to explain. And I've managed to get my energy back because I knew that I was supposed to be hosting a guest speaker. So I got to my chair and was leaning on my chair, and then Sipokazi came up and she gave a prophetic word, which I didn't know was for me. Only at the end she said it's for me, and once she did that and they started, I think it was praying or something, I couldn't stand anymore. So I felt, I can't remember, but I ended up on the ground and I just had these waves of electricity just coming through my body. Now the last time this happened in this degree was in 1995. Long time ago, and just waves and waves and waves of God's power, of his energy, of him cleaning, of him cleansing, of him, I don't know, and just a sense of total rest. I don't know how long I was out. I don't know, I wasn't completely knocked out, but I definitely felt very drunk. You know, in Acts 2, when the Spirit came down, people said, oh, these eggs are drunk. So there must have been some similarities between that. But I felt totally drunk. A few people came to speak to me. I couldn't keep my eyes open. I had a total Holy Spirit hangover without the headache or the nausea. I've never had that before. And the line that kept coming to me while I was down there was this incredible, wow, the Holy Spirit. this is the line that kept coming to me. You have the greatest partner in the world with you right now, the Holy Spirit. You know, we can study the word more. We can try and debate. We can try and do X, Y, and Z. But at the end of the day, guys, what we need is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Because he is the greatest partner that we have. You know the force with which God touched me on Sunday night? The power. Like we have access to the greatest force in the universe. And so I want to say to us, I want to ask you as a church, as my friends and family, let's walk with this. Come walk with me. But we are going to be 100% focused on seeing God move. We're going to be 100% focused on opening up the Holy Spirit to operate in gifts. We're still going to preach, you know, the Word of God is we're going to preach. But I want to ask you to join with me. You know, Joel 2 says, in the last days I will pour out my Spirit. Your old men will dream. Your young men will see visions. Your daughters will prophesy. Your servants and even the servants would be filled with the Holy Spirit. Hebrews 1 says, in the past God spoke to us through the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken to us through his Son. And so we know from Joel 2, last days, Hebrews 1, the last days arrived when Jesus arrived. And when the Holy Spirit fell, we are living in the last days. And so I've been so distraught about the darkness and how evil this world is becoming, the impact I see it having on my children. It's so depressing, it's so demonic, and it seems so out of control. And on that night, I just found the solution. It's the Holy Spirit. You know, you can argue with someone, you can have an opinion, but actually, when God pours out his Spirit, I'm going to preach about this next time I preach, hopefully. When God pours out his Spirit, nothing can change. Nothing can stand against the Spirit of God. I'm going to tell you about stories of revival where the prisons shut down. Policemen lost their jobs because there was no more crime. The judges were given the white glove, which means that you don't have one case to judge because there is no crime. That was the 1904 revival in Wales. 60% down on prison time. On New Year's Eve, 40% down on drunkenness. I mean, guys, we have the greatest partner in the world, the Holy Spirit. And so invite him into your life. And I don't mean that as a Christian. We have the Spirit, but actually intentionally ask for the Holy Spirit to fill you. And as you go about your day, know that he's with you. And that he's going to lead you. And no matter who you face and what you face, you have the Spirit of God within you. The second outcome of Sunday night was, I was literally felt like I was kind of drunk, but in a good drunk, peaceful way, for about 2 days. So on Monday, I couldn't work. First time I've been drunk on the job. And I slept for most of the day. Tuesday, I tried to work, and I was like totally useless. I was like, what is wrong with me? And I really feel like it was a kind of continuation of what had happened on the Sunday night. And then I realized what God was doing. You know what it was? Sons don't need to work to find value. Huh? It's like he just revealed the sonship to me. I couldn't work on Monday, I couldn't work on Tuesday, and I it was like, no, hold on. I don't want you to work. I want you to just receive. I want you to just know I love you no matter what you do. You can do nothing. I love you. And so those are the two things that I wanted to share with you from Sunday night. We're not looking for manifestations. We're not seeking some, you know, more emotion. That's not our goal. Even Jonathan Edwards, as he looked at revivals in 1742, he said, we don't look for manifestations. Those do happen, though. We see the fruit. We're looking for fruit. We're looking for changed people that are full of the Holy Spirit that can change communities. Will you come on this journey with me? So, I want you just to close your eyes and put your hands out. Your palms upward, if you're comfortable with that. I'm just going to ask the Holy Spirit to fill us. Holy Spirit, would you come? Would you come unto these lovely hands? And would you fill us? Would the fruit of this week be your kingdom coming in our lives? Come, Holy Spirit. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let the earth be silent before him. Vicky, won't you please place your hands on Candace behind you? Yeah. Father, I pray for your healing upon Candace in the name of Jesus, that you would fill her with your Spirit, that she would learn what it means to be unconditionally loved by you. Receive the love of God, Candace. Receive the peace of God. Come, Holy Spirit. Vicky, won't you just pray with her for a little bit? So we are full of the Holy Spirit. Amen. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and for godliness. I think we're done. Are we? Stu? Not? Those who would like prayer, come forward. Those who need to go, we love you. Go with the Spirit of God. Amen.